Hey, guys, we're here with Garrett Marchbanks, who's coming off a great ride this past weekend in San Francisco, third in the mud. And man, what a nightmare that track was, huh?
Yeah, that track was one of the gnarliest mud tracks I've ever ridden. I mean, it was slick, but also super deep, and it wasn't your typical mud races where you kind of just move out of the ruts. It's once you got in the one, you had to stick right in it, and if you tried to hop out, you were hitting the deck.
Yeah, what are some of the other Supercross mud races you've done that kind of compare to that?
Not many. I guess the only one I really did was San Diego in 2019. But that
Okay.
one was more just slop.
Splashy.
Yeah,
Yeah.
it was real like a lot of heavy water, a lot of puddles and
Yeah.
just stuff like that. I mean, I was still able to hit majority of all the jumps that night. And yeah, this weekend there was no hitting the
Yeah.
jumps. You're
Your
rolling
wheels
pretty
didn't come
much.
off the ground if you could help it this weekend.
Yeah.
Well, talk a little bit about let's jump back. Kind of leading into this season, what were your goals coming in?
You know, for a long time, I mean, my goals have always been to win a title. Even back when I first came into it, and they haven't changed. I still want to win a title this year. I mean, I'm only 12 down from the title right now. Yeah, I mean, also, I've struggled in the years in the Supercross with being consistent. You know, I definitely need to work on that, being a top five guy, and yeah, just little stuff like that.
And so how did your preseason go? I mean, did you feel like you had maybe the best lead into a year that you've ever had?
Yeah, it was pretty good. Honestly, we made some good changes on the bike, off the bike. You know, last year it felt like that was one of the better years. I feel like my speed was better in 2023, and just with the wrist injury, I really struggled with that coming into Supercross even this year. You know, I was a little nervous because last year when I tried to get ready for the last four rounds of Supercross, my wrist wasn't able to hold on through the whoops. So I was definitely nervous to see how that would go. And, you know, luckily it held up. The wrist has been really good. But no, this year was super solid in Supercross. We had a lot of good days, a lot of good weeks. I don't know. Just I feel like the speed's definitely been the best. Honestly, I think the biggest thing for me was just having consistent weeks and building the whole time.
And what about that new Yamaha 250? The engine is pretty much the same, but it's a different chassis, has a different feel to it. How did you adapt to that? Like what did those changes feel like to you?
Luckily for me, I rode the 450, which was pretty similar to it all outdoors and into the SMX rounds. So when I got onto the 250, it wasn't really much of a frame issue I was dealing with. It was more the power with my size. So I was just more getting used to that. It took me about, I don't know, 2 or 3 days. But once after 2 weeks came around, I was really gelling with the bike and the setup was super solid already.
And what about that, man? I always, you seem like you're just built better for a 450 and you ride them really well. Were you ever considering just trying to ride the 450 in Supercross? Was that an option for you?
Yeah, I mean, the team and I definitely had a lot of discussions about it, especially how well my outdoor season went. And finally, I was able to ride a full outdoor season healthy. We definitely thought about it, especially how I did in SMX. I had some good top 10s and then the sixth and Moto One at LA. But I never really got a clean shot at a title in Supercross in the lights class besides in 2021 I rode for Mitch. I had a really good year that year. And after that, I've always had just little issues here or there. Or, you know, in 22, I think it was, I had a shoulder injury and a bike issue and then not making a main. So there was never really one solid year. So I told the team I wanted to at least give it another shot this year in the lights class to see what I can do with it. And yeah, luckily it went good and we really gelled with the bike.
Awesome. And do you feel when you're on a 250? Because what do you weigh, like 185?
Right now I'm right around 180.
Okay. It's not too bad, but you probably have 25, 30 pounds on most guys, huh?
Yeah, because in 22, the last time I did race the series in Supercross, I was actually 190, 195 that year.
Oh, wow.
And I was just a bigger guy. I actually tried to put on a lot of muscle and just mass just to help with injuries and possibly my sicknesses, and it still didn't work. So we tried some different things last year when I got hurt with my wrist, and we really worked on off the bike stuff, the figure stuff out. and it really did help. It changed a lot, and we were definitely able to get me my weight lowered, so that helped with outdoors and supercross this year on the lights bike.
Yeah, interesting. It's so important. You know, we all know how important starts are, and man, I don't care how good your reaction time is and how good your bike is. If you're carrying an extra 30 pounds on everybody else, it's tough.
Yeah, it's definitely hard, especially in the lights class, because I feel like outdoors this year on the 450, I was able to finally start top 10 consistently. And I had some motos where I didn't start top 10, but I mean, the 450 was able to, you know, carry my weight around. I didn't have to ride the bike so hard for 30 minutes. And on the 250, I definitely have to realize I have to ride that thing perfect around the whole track, even on my starts. You know, if I flinch just wrong on the gate, you know, it goes from a top five start to 15th. So,
yeah, I mean, it's so important catching that shift to third. You go 10 feet too long or too soon, and that's it, right? Like, it's got to be perfect.
Yeah, we definitely worked on that also the last 3 weeks before in Anaheim. We were definitely working on shifting points, and, you know, we're getting cones out there and stopwatches to definitely test it. And I feel like that was another good part of the program that we did this year, was to really study my starts and get them really dialed in, so I wasn't starting an average of 16th place like I was in 22 when I raced Supercross.
Is that your average first lap position or something?
I think it was. I think my first turn start was 16th. Yeah, it was pretty bad.
Oh, you got good at passing.
Yeah, definitely did.
Well, let's just recap kind of where you're at so far this season. Anaheim won. You qualified 9th, got 3rd in your heat, 7th in the main. Probably wanted a little more out of that main event finish, but it's solid. And then this past weekend, qualified 4th, 3rd in the heat again, and then 3rd in the main. It puts you 4th overall in the championship and only 12 points out of the lead. You're sitting in a good spot. And this past weekend especially, man, we flaked off a bunch of guys like Joe Shimoda and Voland and Ryder D. Some of these guys who are maybe upfront contenders with those DNFs and bad finishes, they're kind of out of the points chase. So you're in a good spot.
Yeah, I definitely told myself the first round, especially, was when I got the bad start in the main. Oldenburg kind of jumped on the gate and I kind of flinched. So I definitely told myself try to get around the 5 to 7 spot just in case, to make up a lot of points, so you're not too far behind. And yeah, Anaheim was kind of a weird one, because I definitely thought I could have been in the 4th spot, because I stayed right with Shimoda the whole main until about the halfway or 10 minute mark. Where a lot of those guys were doing the wheelie jump over the table by the start straight. I had a pretty close moment to where I don't know how I didn't fall. It was pretty bad, and just rode really tight after that, so I lost a lot of ground. But no, this weekend was definitely good for us as the team. And for me, I, you know, same thing in the main. I crashed lap 1 and was like, oh, great. Well, I got to hurry and get up and get going. Can't lose too many points. And yeah, sure enough, I got 3rd. I didn't even know what place I was in until the last lap. When I looked over at the pit board, they're like P3. I was like, all right, cool, we'll take that. So that was pretty cool.
Yeah, that's a great surprise at the end of a race. I got to ask you what conversations went on between you and Phil after the race, because they gave him a little interview, because I think they knew, like, that was, you know, he had a podium stolen from him right at the end. And he might not get another crack at that, just where he's at in his career. What conversations did you guys have after the race?
You know, when I crossed the finish, I looked over at the manager's tower there, and I seen my boss just throwing his arms up just in excitement. And I looked at the tower and seen I got P3. And I was like, oh, no, did I just pass Phil for 3rd? And then it's sure enough, as he crosses the finish, he got 4th. I pointed at him. I threw my arms up and I was like, I'm so sorry, I didn't know I just did that to you. But yeah, no, afterwards, I just hopped off my bike. I gave him a hug and was like, dude, I'm sorry I had to do that to you. But I mean, it's race and it is what it is. And I know if the rules were reversed, he would have done the same thing.
Of course. No, it's racing. You guys aren't out there playing patty cakes. This is for money.
Right.
But I just wondered if he busted your balls a little bit.
He definitely did a little bit. He was like, that was definitely my race. I was like, hey, man, like, I think the last lap I was 8.5, 10 seconds faster. So maybe you should have picked it up a little bit. But
maybe it wasn't yours. Yeah.
Right.
Tell me a little bit about the Club MX experience. I'm stoked to come back there sometime later this year. We're trying to get back and check out the facility and maybe ride with all you guys for a day or two. But how good has that been for your program? Just, it seems like it's just all encompassing, very much a cohesive team back there. You guys work together. There's kind of somebody crossing every T and dotting every I, and it seems like it's working.
Yeah, no, it's been really great. Dirtworks came out this year, built us two race spec tracks. So that's been really great to, you know, get our bikes set up. So when we go to the race weekends, our bikes aren't just completely different. Mm. There's definitely years prior to where we didn't know how our bikes were going to be until you get the 8-1. And this year our bikes seemed like they're pretty dang close. The only difference was just dirt, the soil difference from east to west. But no, it's nice to have tracks. We have three of them. You've got Jeremy, Phil, Jet Reynolds, Cody Shock. You know, those guys ride really good. They're really great, great group of guys to train with. They push really hard on the practice days, especially Jeremy. Jeremy and I definitely push it super hard. We're definitely practice guys. So it's great to have guys like him that help me push, help each other push. So when we get to the race days, it's not as hard to stay up in the front group.
Any of those guys on the East Coast going to surprise us when the first round kicks off over there?
Man, I gotta say, Jeremy's obviously riding really fast, but Cody's been crushing it these last couple weeks. He's definitely been running times close to us, so I wouldn't be surprised to see Cody running right up there. And Jet's been coming around too. Last week he was running some really good times.
Cool, man. Well, listen, I don't want to take up too much of your time. Just wanted to check in and say great job. Podiums don't come easy, man. So that was good work. And you're in this title fight. So hang in there and best of luck the rest of the season, man.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
You got it, buddy. We'll see ya.
See ya.